it was evident to me that there was a reluctance to tell parents and loved ones that the person that they were waiting for was not going to return. And that that had gone on for a period of time well after there was any expectancy that families would be reunited. So I made a decision that rather than relying on traditional investigative policies, that you actually have a child or an adult identified as the particular victim before you inform someone, or at least give them the information by which they could formulate for themselves that their loved one was not going to return, I made the decision that to have that go on any longer was wrong. So I did it.